Hello, magnificent viewers, and welcome to another enlightening episode of Our Noble Lineage, where we explore the richly diverse cultures, religions, and spiritual heritages of our world. Today, we'll take a fascinating look at an interfaith group that is helping to spread the Veg message of compassion and curb climate change. They are SERV, Society of Ethical and Religious Vegetarians.
And we're trying every day to get this vegetarian message out because I think the survival, the sustainability of the world depends on a major societal shift to plant-based diets.
Vegetarianism is deeply rooted in many of the world's faiths. In the Christian Bible's first pages, God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food." Genesis 1:29. The holy Islamic hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, states, "Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures." Furthermore, the Yajurveda, one of the sacred Hindu texts dating back to 1400 BCE, reads, "You must not use your God-given body for killing God's creatures, whether they be human, animals, or whatever." Religion's holy text and scriptures explicitly point to vegetarianism as the ideal diet for a devotee. It represents the extension of one's love for all living beings, upholding the highest ideals of God. Even in the scientific establishments, the plant-based diet has proven, over centuries of practice, to be environmentally and physiologically healthy and sustainable. SERV applies many of religion's highest ideals to recent scientific evidence, encouraging this compassionate diet. Heading this noble organization is Dr. Richard Swartz, Director and President.
I'm the author of this book, Judaism and Vegetarianism, Judaism and Global Survival, and also Mathematics and Global Survival. And I'm trying to spread this message as wide as possible. So I now have over 140 articles on the internet, and the website for those are jewishveg.com and then /, my last name, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. There's also 25 podcasts there which have other interviews and some of the talks I've given. Now, also, I'm president of Jewish Vegetarians of North America. I'm also director of a group which is directly trying to relate the importance and the urgency of a shift to vegetarian diets in order to avoid the unfortunate impending global climate crisis that we're heading to, and that group is Veg Climate Alliance.
Dr. Richard Swartz, Professor Emeritus of Mathematics at the College of Staten Island, has made it his mission to spread the message of peace through adopting an animal-free diet. The inspirational writings of Dr. Swartz led to the creation of A Sacred Duty, Applying Jewish Values to Help Heal the World, a documentary that speaks about the ethics of our relationship to our natural world and why it is important that we shift our planet toward a sustainable path, namely, through the compassionate plant-based diet. It is produced by Emmy Award-winning vegetarian producer, director, writer, and cinematographer Lionel Friedberg, whose impressive credits include BBC, CBS, PBS, the History Channel, the Discovery Channel, and National Geographic. The informative film is freely available to watch at www.asacredduty.com. Supreme Master Television had the unique opportunity to interview Dr. Swartz and find out more about his co-founded interreligious organization, SERV.
I'm president of the Society of Ethical and Religious Vegetarians, and this is the idea that certainly not only in Judaism, but every religion is based on compassion.
The Society of Ethical and Religious Vegetarians, SERV, principles are based on the wealth of religious ideals found in the world religions, as well as the vast amount of recent scientific evidence on vegetarianism.
You know, we believe in the God of compassion, of justice, and sharing, and we feel it's in every religion. Would God want us to have a diet that's bad for our health, that mistreats the animals, The book of Psalms indicates that God's mercies are over all of his animals. So God is concerned, and all the religious teachings about compassion for animals. Would God want us to have a diet that's so devastating to the environment that it's really threatening all of the world with global warming, as we see the ice caps and the glaciers melting, and we see all the negative effects of that? Would God want us to have a world that feeds so much grain to animals at a time when so many are hungry, so many are starving? Would God want us to have a world that misuses the water, all the precious resources that God has given us? And that involves so much violence, so much injustice. I mean, the way that animals are treated today on factory farms is just so contrary to religious values. So we have this group, and what we try to do, we have a website, we have all kinds of quotations based on religious values, and we have all kinds of links, and we try to support resolutions that are supporting the importance of a shift toward vegetarian diets.
At over 3,000 years old, Judaism is one of the most ancient monotheistic religions to exist today. And, like many early and established religions, Judaism emphasizes the compassionate diet, as found in the Holy Text. Dr. Schwartz kindly explains the diet's prevalence in Judaism since antiquity.
What are Jewish teachings about vegetarianism?
First, the very beginning of the Bible, the first chapter, chapter 1, verse 29 in Genesis, God's first dietary law, strictly vegetarian, agreed to by all the great Bible commentators. And it's interesting that the two ideal times in Judaism, the Garden of Eden from Genesis chapter 1, and also the Messianic period that Jews yearn for, they are both pictured as vegetarian times. The Messianic period would be vegetarian. Base that on the powerful prophecy of the prophet Isaiah, that the wolf will dwell with the lamb, the lion will destroy the ox, and no one shall hurt nor destroy in all of God's holy mountain. After the Israelites left Egypt, they were sustained for 40 years in the desert by manna, certainly a non-meat food. Unfortunately, people are not always ready to live up to God's ideals. They complained, and God provided meat in the form of quail, but as they were eating it, a great plague broke out. Many people died. The place was called Kibroth HaTaavah, or the graves of lust. But the most important thing is that there are six very important mandates that point very strongly to vegetarianism. Six mandates that point to vegetarianism, very important basic parts of Judaism, and also, by the way, similar in other religions. So I feel that all the basic religions point to vegetarianism. So the six mandates are: one, to very diligently take care of our health, treat animals with compassion, to be co-workers with God in protecting the environment, to conserve natural resources, to help hungry people, and to seek and pursue peace. To take care of our health, the first mandate, that's, all you agree, the most important mitzvah or commandment in Judaism. First, you know, without good health, it's hard to take part in the other mitzvot or commandments, but also it overrides other important commandments. For example, if a life is in danger, you know, the Sabbath day is very important in Judaism, and Jews on the Sabbath day, observant Jews will not turn on lights or ride in automobiles or use electricity, etc. But if a life is in danger, then you must do everything possible, even though it may violate the Sabbath. Or on the holiest day, Yom Kippur, when Jews fast, again, if a life is in danger, everything possible must be done. So that's why we say that take care of our health is perhaps the most important mitzvah. And there's an abundance of evidence that animal-based diets are causing an epidemic of disease in the Jewish community, in all communities.
To take care of our health is not only to maintain the physical body. The mandate also includes taking care of another's health or life by refraining from eating meat and to not kill animals, even for religious purposes. This ties into the second mandate.
Another mandate to show compassion for animals. In the Jewish tradition, the great heroes were chosen because they showed compassion for animals. Moses as a shepherd. King David also was a shepherd, deemed fit to be leaders. Rebekah was deemed to be suitable to be the wife of Isaac because She watered 10 thirsty camels who would cross the desert, very thirsty, etc. So we have these strong teachings. Also in the book of Psalms, it says that God's mercies are over all of his creatures. And the book of Proverbs says the righteous individual considers the life of his or her animal.
Overwhelming evidence directly links the global threat of climate change to factory farming. Environmental destruction, the rise of diseases, depletion of natural resources have been the result of factory farming, an ongoing global method that simply is not sustainable. In addition, the raising of animals for food goes directly against the remaining four mandates, mitzvahs, that Dr. Schwartz has stated. 3, to be co-workers with God and protect the environment. 4, to conserve natural resources. 5, to help hungry people. And 6, to seek and pursue peace.
Mentioned the plague, it seems like right now the illness is associated with eating animals, the H1N1, the avian.
Oh, that's another thing. The way they raise animals today in these closed, confined spaces and all, and it turns out, by the way, more than half of the antibiotics produced in this country are used in animal feed in order to get them to grow faster and to avoid diseases because they're in this close, confined situation. And that means that immunities are built up and the antibiotics are losing effectiveness, tying in with some of these other mandates we're talking about, for example, helping the hungry. In 2009, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization reported that for the first time, over a billion people in this world are chronically hungry. There are estimates of 20 million people dying of hunger. We're trying to raise 60 billion animals for slaughter. And 70% of the grain produced in the U.S. is fed to these animals destined for slaughter. And 40% or so of the grain produced worldwide, we're taking products like corn and oats and soy, very high in fiber and complex carbohydrates, and we feed them to animals, and we end up with a product which is almost zero in fiber, complex carbohydrates, but unfortunately very high in cholesterol and saturated fat and excess animal protein, which is causing all kinds of diseases. And in terms of the environment, at a time where we're threatened by so many environmental problems, global warming, etc., raising of 60 billion farmed animals, we're using tremendous amounts of water, a lot of land, energy, pesticides, fertilizer, and all kinds of problems. And many studies have shown the tremendous impact that animal-based agriculture is having on the major causes of climate change.
Climate change is real and is happening at an accelerated pace. Through the ongoing efforts of interfaith organizations like the Society of Ethical and Religious Vegetarians, SERV, and by spreading the urgent veg message, the threat of climate change can be mitigated. We must act quickly. In the second part of this two-part series, Dr. Richard Schwartz will reveal the reasons why a global shift towards a plant-based diet is needed and how many current environmental, economic, and demographic problems can heal. To learn more about the Society of Ethical and Religious Vegetarians, please visit www.serv-online.org. More information on Dr. Richard Schwartz can be found at jewishveg.com/Schwartz. Thank you, kind-hearted viewers, for your presence on today's Our Noble Lineage. Please join us again for part two of SERV, Society of Ethical and Religious Vegetarians, for the conclusion of our in-depth interview with Dr. Richard Schwartz. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples. Wishing you great peace and tranquility in your days ahead.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.